What's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DDA, aka 509 Reasons, and we back in here. And we got one of our original OGs of the program back in this thing.
Yes, sir.
My dog, Jean-Til Da.
What's going on, sir? What's going on?
Oh, man, I put your whole government on there.
It's okay. It's good to be back.
Appreciate you as always, dog.
Yes, sir.
What's been going on your side, though, bro?
Just living life, man. You know, it's kind of going through the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs, the victories and defeats. You feel me?
Sounds like the economy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
We live in interesting times, my friend.
To say the least.
Wow.
Well, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Trump is back in the office.
He is 45 and 47.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make Canada the 51st state and all that good stuff.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, I mean, what you think? You down to have Canada?
I mean, if they are willing participants and it's something that they truly desire, I don't see why it can't be a conversation. I mean, if you're trying to go into someone else's hood and take their territory, then that might be a problem.
Gentrification, that is fine. I'm tired of
it. I mean, is that even gentrification? That's something different. That's a level above. What do you call something above gentrification at this point? Colonization.
This country's good for that too. We might have to chill out because they're trying to take people and shit.
Yeah, might get black bagged and deported.
Which is actually one of the topics I wanted to touch on today.
Sure.
So we know Trump ran on the platform of fixing the economy, immigration. You said that the mad immigrants are committing crime and things of that sort, which some immigrants are, just as some Americans are committing crimes. But
isn't he a felon?
You might be on to something.
Okay, but all right. I won't touch on that though.
Yeah, no diddy. Well, I feel you, man.
Okay.
He is a felon, which, if anything, he should be able to relate. But anyways, you know, that's besides the point. He ran on immigration. He ran on the economy. All right, cool. So be it. He finally gets into office. And within his first, 60 days of him being in office, he actually, he has ICE on steroids at this point. ICE immigration, for those who's not familiar. And I guess the reason I'm bringing that up is with the immigration raids, there's a part of due process that's been missing because people have been just being taken off the streets,
yeah,
and being arrested and being sent out. Like, for example, in Cambridge, just around your way, ICE ran up on Shorty, a young student with face masks, did not introduce themselves as federal agents, and pretty much, kidnapped her, and they have no idea who she was.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So I know the MAGA crowd is applauding those type of actions, but what's your thoughts on that, though?
It's unfortunate, it's, one of the kind of hallmarks of America is order, right? And rule of law. And this idea of being, innocent until proven guilty. And I mean, I know it may seem to be different when it comes to immigration because, people kind of have this idea, if you are an illegal, then you should not have the same rights as an American citizen. But, I at least feel like American rights were based off of the idea of human rights, right? So it's unfortunate that, that it just seems like it's just an excuse to kind of deem these people as subhuman and to kind of look at them as less than, and because why would you treat another human being in that fashion? Why would you black bag somebody and deport them to a country that, they're unfamiliar with it? Yeah, there are a lot of people that are, immigrants or undocumented, but there are a lot of people who came here when they're 2, 3 years old. They're Americans. You know what I mean? And as far as, Donald Trump's I guess supporters kind of, praising and applauding, these kind of activities, you're doing so because it hasn't happened to you yet. You know what I mean? It hasn't come to you yet. It will only becomes a problem when it affects you. And if this type of behavior and activity is allowed to run awry, it's gonna eventually come to your doorstep.
And that's kind of what I've been peeping too. That's what I've been feeling. I feel like this administration has been really pushing the envelope and just kind of poking to see what could it get away with.
Sure.
So just to add a little bit more context, the reason her, I guess her legal immigration status got revoked was because she was part of the protest against the military actions in Gaza. Pretty much just protesting, peaceful protests, and she made an article, and based off that article, her immigration status was removed.
Yeah.
So right now you have a problem with freedom of speech. Right now they're pushing the envelope and they're seeing how much they can get away with someone that is not in a US citizen, quote unquote, air quotes.
Sure.
I believe that it's going to get to a place where you could be a US citizen and you will get
100%.
detained
100%.
for what you say.
100%.
This is reminiscent of the 1930s, 40s, somewhere in Germany.
Yes. Yeah. Somewhere in Europe for sure. And yeah, it tracks. It starts off with a marginalized group that, the general population generally doesn't care for whatever reason. And before you know it, they're kind of expanding on the people that they target, and it's gonna be immigrants, then it's going to be people that are speaking against the current administration, and especially in a digital world, and with things like the new Real ID coming in, like who's to say that somebody who's born in this country can't all of a sudden find their information missing and unable to truly prove that they're a citizen because they are an irritant to the administration or any authority, they can be exiled as a result. You know what I mean? Like, then that may seem like a reach, but like, we didn't think we'd be here 10 years ago, right?
Facts, facts, facts. No, I find it kind of it's ironic because this country was based on rebelling, protests,
Sure.
and the whole founding of this country is on freedom of religion, freedom of
Sure.
speech,
Sure.
and both of those things are actually being attacked
Yeah. Yeah.
right
Yeah.
now.
100%. 100%. And here is where I think it's going to be different between 1930s, early 40s Germany and 2025 United States. United States isn't a homogenous country, right? There are so many different types of people, ethnicities, races, religions, creeds, all that. I find it hard to believe that, fascism, like pure fascism will get a large enough following for them to basically become the 21st century version of Nazi Germany. I feel like Americans and the American spirit, even though it doesn't seem like it's present, I feel like it just won't allow it to go that far. And maybe that's just the optimist in me, but I just can't see that getting there.
Oh man.
Are you not as are you do you feel like I'm too optimistic? Do you feel like it can totally get to the point where we have concentration camps and people thrown in them and being gassed and killed and
I mean, right now that's being exported, that's the American way.
that's why you're talking about El Salvador, right?
El Salvador.
Okay.
We'll see what happens, but this man's first 90 days has been an epic run already.
I mean, he's active, that's for sure.
What?
He's active.
Everybody that thinks that, who feels like it's not affecting them, so they don't give a damn. It's running rampant. As far as what you just said, I feel you. And then at the same time, I didn't think Trump would be elected again.
I knew he wasn't elected again. Within 2 years of the Biden administration, I knew he was back in office. I knew it. I knew with every fiber of my being, I knew he was going to be elected again.
And that's just me playing the denial card. This is like, what we went through the first time around or whatever, as far as like for people of color, people who are not of the higher class economically or whatever. I just didn't think that would happen again. The way he talks and the way he moves, emotional, erratic. And say what you will about Joe Biden as far as like Sleepy Joe, this dude is special needs, whatever.
Special needs.
That's how I feel about Trump. He says one thing one day. He says, okay, we're not gonna do tariffs. The next day, I'm doing tariffs and there's no negotiation.
Here's the thing with that.
Okay.
Here's what I think, right? This is my kind of high level analysis observation, Trump, right? Like he comes from the business world. He comes from the development, real estate, and then transition into, TV entertainment kind of world, right? He's a personal brand, right? He is not a career politician, right? Where he found success, I feel like he is completely relying on his business experience and acumen to operate and navigate in a geopolitical game, right? And ultimately, and people think he's an idiot. He's not. He's not an idiot. I've been to seminars like 15 years ago. I've been to a seminar with Trump. Like, he doesn't talk like this. He's actually a brilliant man, believe it or not, right? I've seen this man speak a couple of times. Believe it or not, it's hard to believe because whatever you see is not what, what I mean, is really happening behind closed doors. But like, unfortunately, he's not multidimensional in thinking. If you are playing the geopolitical game, you have to be able to think in different types of models and different types of vantage points and he just has this CEO business development deal making kind of mindset. And he's using tariffs like tool, like negotiation tools. He's not using tariffs like the way they're supposed to in order to stimulate the economy in a certain way in order to encourage the purchase of American goods versus export goods. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an example of using tariffs. Like, say for the purposes of this conversation, America is selling TVs and China's selling TVs in the same exact quality. But because China is able to manufacture it at a much smaller price, they can easily undercut the American product, even though it's just as good, but it's just cost more to make it here. So they'll set a tariff on the Chinese product in order to kind of balance out the competition. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like, a very simplified way to use tariffs in the economic sense. He's using it as a leveraging tool, in order to get other countries to submit to his will and to his bidding. And it's the fallout from, his decisions were just completely unexpected. Like certain countries are banding together economically in order to fight terrorists. So they're becoming stronger and more in unison outside of the United States. And every single move that Trump has seemed to specifically throw at China, they counter it in like ways that like unexpected ways. It's like almost a shock to the system. It's like revealing that we are no longer in control or the number one country in the world. They clearly are, because we don't have the leverage we think we do. It's very revealing.
It is, and that's kind of a dangerous game for those who aren't just not familiar with the economic game. I mean, just do a little bit of research if you feel like when you have to, whatever. But America built its dominance on, I feel like, on manufacturing. In addition to the country being diverse and having these different viewpoints, different ideas, manufacturing at a certain point got exported to different countries because of cheaper labor. America is a land of laws. Crazy to say that. America's a land of laws. You have minimum wage, safety, like in the workplace, or whatever. Whereas other countries don't have all that. So the same thing you were saying with the TVs. You have cheaper labor to make those TVs. They also have a supply chain. And America just doesn't have anything more. All of that has been exported. So in order for America to bring that back, it would probably cost more if stuff was being produced here in America than what we'd have to pay
A lot more.
if there was tariffs on it already from the other countries.
A lot more. Yeah, like you said, there are child labor laws. There's minimum wages. It's just to operate a business in this country. It just costs a lot more than it would in rural China or the Philippines or in India. You know what I mean? It's just the labor costs a lot more because of the standard of living here is so much more. So yeah, I don't think he's going back to what I was saying and being multidimensional thinking. Like he's thinking like a mob boss, low key. Like he's talking about going to Greenland and going to Canada and taking up territory. He's talking like that's like a drug dealer taking a block. You know what I mean? That's how I kind of look at it. You know what I'm saying? He sees like Russia and I don't know the names of these leaders, but like these different leaders in these developed countries as mob bosses of their respective regions, and he's negotiating with like he would at a table at a sit down. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more sophisticated than that. You know what I mean? I think he's in over his head. You know what I mean? What he thinks he's trying to accomplish. Yes, he has experience being a president. He's served a full term. I get that, but I think he is overestimating the value of his leverage.
So you said something about him being, you've been to seminars before and he's intelligent or whatever, he's a good businessman. I feel like I want to kind of counter that, the sense of like, yeah, he's a businessman. He's probably had these great relationships that got him to different places that the regular person could not. Running
That's a lot of that's privilege too, and I recognize that.
It's just the fact that, he's had some relationships that have soured as well, in the sense of he's
Oh yeah.
been to bankruptcy a couple times. You could argue
I
that.
think like seven.
Yeah, you could kind of argue that maybe he did the bankruptcy thing so he didn't have to pay, or he's just ran the businesses to the ground because on some incompetency shit. He's had people who he has not paid, contractors, plumbers, electricians, people who have done work on his properties and he's not paid them.
And what's interesting about that is that, like, on the front end, on paper, it looks like he's a great businessman because he's known for completing his development projects on time and under budget. And a way of keeping under budget is not paying people.
Well,
Right?
know what? My bad. You're right. He's a fucking genius.
And I mean, you can argue morality all you want. But in terms of like the getting the job done and on paper, he's had a lot of success in his life. Yes, he's had a lot of losses with the bankruptcies, and I'm sure there are projects that's faltered or whatever. And the felonies too. We can't forget about that. But you can't argue that things were accomplished under his watch. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't been able to make things happen. And you can argue intelligence, you could really argue privilege. His father was able to loan him $100, a small loan of, I'm sorry, $1 million. You know what I mean? And just like not everyone has that access, right?
I'm just trying to get $100 from my pops, man. But
Good luck.
it's just out of here. And I feel like with the country, like a country should probably be ran differently than a businesses. A business is all about obviously for profit.
Yeah, and it's competition. Yep.
Opposed to a country, you're supposed to be running on, the protection of your citizens.
And the
You're
well-being of the populace, yes.
that's pretty much what it is. So
No.
every once in a while, in certain places, you will have to take an L, right? When it comes to things like Social Security.
Sure.
Social Security, there's nothing profitable about that, but Social Security is about protecting the elderly, protecting the people who had put in the work into the system.
Sure.
And then when they're in their older years, to give them a little bit of supplemental income on their way out.
Yeah.
Health care, not everybody could afford health care. I could say I'm one of the recipients of healthcare. I didn't me being being a hardhead I was, I didn't really care for insurance, but when I, when I needed to use it, when I was on the healthcare, that thing helped me out big time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
So
sure.
it's all about protecting your citizens.
Sure.
That's what it should be about. It's not a job that's supposed to be you're looking for thanks. It's supposed to be a thankless job, honestly.
Yeah.
I appreciate the man saying, okay, I'm gonna run it and I'm just gonna take a dollar or whatever, or I even don't want to check. But running the country like you would run a business, those are not the same thing.
No. I mean, there are elements that are the same, of course. You know what I'm saying? Logistics, operations, you know what I'm saying? Managing people, human resources in a much larger scale. But there's a lot more, because it's a larger scale, it's more complex. It's more complex. And it's more complex because there are a lot more variables and a lot more things to consider. You know what I mean? And I don't think he necessarily has a mind for that. I think it's a combination of, his limited experience and hubris. I think he just he's a bull in a china shop, and he thinks he can go into any space and have this big swinging dick, and everyone is going to occur to whatever it is that he wills. You know what I mean? And I think he is. Him and the country's getting a wake-up call. You know what, DJ? I really do think that this all the fallout from this, other than obviously all our prices going up, groceries going up, us diving into a recession, and the unemployment rate going up. I think the biggest thing symbolically that's going to come for this is that this is going to be the clear cut moment in history where it was apparent where the transition of China taking over as the leader of the free world. I think this is the moment that this happens. When he finally does, because he has 104% on tariffs, he's going to repeal that on China, because he has to, because everything is made in China. You know what I mean? That means we're going to put that. That means everything that we have in this country that's being imported from that country is going to double, literally double in price, plus 4%. And everything is made in China.
So for everybody out there, I'm gonna look into the camera. For everybody out there, all your Temu, all your Shein,
Well,
all your Fenty,
oh yeah, he said, oh,
prices
your
went
Fetty,
up.
see your Fetty.
Fenty,
Okay, you said Fetty,
Fenty
because
by
Fetty does come from
Rihanna.
China, and that's
Yeah, your price, the price done went up. Oh, and your hair too.
oh, you
Just,
know.
I'm just trying to, I'm just trying to make it, I'm trying to, I'm just trying to make it hit home.
And for what? And for what? What are we trying to accomplish here? You know, and is it a display of power? Is it trying to make them heel to a deal that's favorable for the population and it backfiring? I don't know, but it's not working, and it's becoming a debacle, and we're an embarrassment on the world stage, and we got to foot the bill for it.
Oh no, for sure. I mean, I've been trying to, trying to follow the stock market, so I kind of watch a little bit of CNBC, a little bit more than I used to.
Sure.
The man's just a bully. The man's a bully, and what is he? You said, what is he trying to accomplish? I know what he said was he's trying to raise money to pay for this deficit that America has by increasing tariffs, trying to make sure that everybody pays their fair share. I feel like the one way to get rid of the deficit is to have the wealthy pay some fucking taxes.
I mean,
We pay our taxes. The lower class, the middle class, we pay our taxes. The upper class, they're trying to do tax cuts.
yeah.
The people that don't really need Social Security, the people that need to pay into, America is. As much as they try to make this a curse word, this is supposed to be it's a somewhat socialist country. It's a capitalist country, but it's a socialist country.
Definitely has social elements for sure.
Yeah, all these social programs.
I mean, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, like
Right?
those are socialist programs.
Yeah, that money doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from people paying taxes, and that's how you get this money for food
That's the
stamps,
problem.
healthcare. It is a problem. I do. So just before, people think, I'm trying to kick rocks on the Republicans. I don't like them motherfuckers. I don't like all them, period. But the motherfuckers really want people to go to work in order to, at least try to qualify for work in order to get these food stamps, which I agree. If you stay on a social program long enough and you say, I don't need to work, you're just gonna not work.
You're
Your
just you're
program.
just dead weight at that point.
Yeah, it's free money. I kind of don't blame you for that. And
Yeah,
I
you're
don't
incentivized to do so.
100%. So I don't mind someone saying, like, yo, in order for you to qualify, like, you need to actually be putting in some type of work
Sure.
to get to these programs. I
Sure.
agree with that. So 100%, I fuck with that. But there's some social elements to this country in even unemployment. There's gonna be times like maybe you lose your job and you might need a little bit of help before you get back to your next situation.
Sure.
Someone needs to pay into this fund, and
Yeah.
the lower class and middle class is doing that. The wealthy are not.
Yeah.
So they need to, do their part if they say they love this motherfucking country.
You know what I'm realizing though? I've come to realize that these billionaires, a majority of them are becoming billionaires because of American tax dollars. They're getting these government funds and these tax breaks that are directly tied to American tax dollars. And that's how they fund their wealth. That's how they fund their businesses. It's not even like a lot of these companies you would think are making money based off of the value they generate from their product or service. No. A lot of these companies, a lot of these big figures like Elon Musk, make a majority of their wealth through government subsidies, through government funds and government contracts. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not the market that's making them rich. It's the American people making them rich through their taxes.
Yeah. You saying something? You saying something? You saying something? I guess my fucking issue is none of them look like us.
What's that? They don't like us?
They don't look like us.
No. We don't have access. That's always been the case. That's always been the case. They purposely leave us out because the idea of us getting any piece of this pie enrages them on a subconscious or even a conscious level. You know, if you pay attention to the microaggressions, if you're around, you know, our fair-skinned counterparts. You'll notice things, you know what I'm saying? Like they'll say words like meritocracy or like they'll say things like if say if you have like if you're seen to be given favoritism in a job setting, you notice how that will make them irrationally upset. You know what I mean? Things like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Deion Sanders is probably the biggest highlighted example of, people being upset because of a black man seeing a massive success. You know what I mean? Like, it's American tradition.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. I mean, Donald Trump's sons. I mean, that's not a meritocracy, is it?
No, that's just straight nepotism. They're morons, bro. Respectfully. Respectfully.
Respectfully, fuck all that shit. I don't give a shit.
Respectfully. They're morons, bro. Like they just look like walking coke-fueled parties. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever watched it in a clip of any of them saying anything remotely like intelligent or insightful or like maybe going, you may have a good point. You know what I mean? It's a circus show. That is the luxury you have if you come from a wealthy family. You don't need to actually provide value because you're already taken care of.
Yeah, shit's sad, bro. Shit's terrible. Oh man, well, let's transition from some sad shit. Let's
Okay.
transition from some sad shit. We'll drop the politics, whatever. I said I wasn't even gonna touch on this, but let's go ahead and touch on it.
What's that?
Jaden Daniels, for those who don't know, Jaden Daniels is the quarterback for the Washington Commanders. Just completed his rookie season. Had an awesome rookie year, almost made
Incredible year.
to the Super Bowl.
Incredible year.
Yeah, so a really poised young man, exciting quarterback. One thing that Jaden Daniels has behind him is he has a mom that's been protecting him all his life,
Yeah.
to the point where you got to ask if mom is cock blocking him.
You know, the black mamas love their babies. They love their sons.
I am not mad at her. Like, at least this is one that, she knows what's good for him. She knows that she needs to protect him, because here's what his mom is doing. Jaden Daniels' mom, she said this from the jump, that she needs to protect him from these women that are born in these particular families to pretty much, wax athletes.
Sure.
We know that there's some people who come from positions who kind of teach their kids, like either you teach your kids to play sports, or unfortunately you have some parents that are teaching their daughters to, like, hey, this rich man right here,
A mark.
yeah. You get pregnant by him, that's you're paid. You're
That's your
paid.
meal ticket.
You know what I'm saying? So she is very aware of that, and she tries her best to kind of protect him from that. The reason I brought Jaden Daniels up is because Jaden Daniels was at a game. He's at a basketball game, and it was this dope, fine athlete. Am I even allowed to say that? She's a college, she's lead.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yeah, beautiful woman. Juju Watkins. She
Sure.
was a basketball player for
An
USC.
incredible basketball player, mind you.
Yeah, she is a baller. She gets to it. And you see them courtside and they just kind of laugh and kikiing. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, go ahead, do your thing, bro. Do your thing. That's you right there. Because you got her laughing and whatnot. Next thing you know, you see a clip of the mom sitting in between them and she's blocking them. It's like, at what point do you just let buddies just do him?
You know, I don't know. I think I know what she's trying to. I mean, she's trying to protect her baby. I think she's trying to model Lamar Jackson's mother, who is Lamar Jackson's agent, And say what you want, people were criticizing Lamar for having his mama be his agent, negotiate his contracts, but I think he's the highest paid quarterback in the league right now. I think his mama got him that contract.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I think she's kind of like using that, if I were to speculate, as like inspiration, as a model, to help guide her baby's career. You know what I mean? Because Lamar Jackson's mom is the one guiding his career, and he's considered arguably the best skill for skill, the best art, QB in the league. And he has he's the highest, one of the highest, if not the highest played football player in the league right now, but as far as like your son socially developing, and learning how to court and be with a woman, you're stunting him, and I don't know if she's a single mother. I don't know if his father's in the picture, parents, both the father and mother parent differently, where the mother is more nurturing, kind of a style of loving, and protecting. A father's more challenging. You know what I'm saying? Like if you fall, he's gonna challenge you to get back up, where a mother is gonna try to avoid you from falling in the first place. Well, that's not how life works, especially for a young black man. You know what I'm saying? In America, you're gonna get bumped and bruised every single day you leave that front door. You know what I mean? So at some point, you're gonna have to allow your child to get roughed up a little bit in order to gain some experience in order to navigate in this world as a black man.
And what I wonder is, like, if you keep, you try to keep coddling him, at what point does he, like, kind of rebel and just goes and does his thing? Like, you have, like, us as Haitians, right? What is the three L's? L'église, l'école, l'école.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
There's
School, church, home. That's the
only
three.
two institutions you have to be involved with at all.
But let me tell you something. The ones that kind of grew up on that three L's, they went out and started doing a thing and just,
Crashed out.
crash the fuck out,
And a
bro.
sneaky, Haitian, like first generation American, hey, sneaky people as a result
You know what
because
I'm
of the
saying?
strict parenting. You know what I mean?
And next thing you know, oh, did you hear? You heard Manushka? She. Manushka, she pregnant. She has a baby now. Don't be like Manushka. Well, let walk out the house then. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't think that, like, I don't think Jaden will crash out, but, like, you gotta let that man, spread his royal oats, you know what I'm saying?
That's it, man. That's it. At the end of the day, he's a man. He is going to be tempted. Let him gain some experience. Let him figure out, what to do, what not to do, what he likes, what he doesn't like, it just I get where she's coming from, because you really can't make a mistake on that stage, on that level, because getting some random girl pregnant on that level is totally different than one of us, you know what I mean, collecting child support, you know what I mean, $800 a month or something like that, you know what I mean, like we're talking like tens of thousands of dollars being coughed up. You know what I mean? And her leeching onto you. You know what I mean? Until he's 18 years old to suck and bleed you dry.
Yeah. No, they really professionals out here. I think y'all just let that man let him do his thing. You're better off, like, you have the people who get the sex talk, whatever, and just like, okay, you're probably gonna do this. You're not gonna tell me, but you're probably gonna do this. But if you do it, here's how you protect yourself, as opposed to just avoiding the whole conversation. Because now, like I said, you're gonna crash out, because you want to know what the feeling's like, and then maybe you like the feeling, and now you're addicted to the feeling or whatever, as opposed to learning how to protect yourself and going about it in a responsible type of way.
Just have an experience, because you know what I mean? Like it's just the best way to learn is through experience. But I also will say this, man, like if his mom was really serious about protecting her baby and making sure he's on the straight and narrow, I think the best way to do that is to figure out how to surround him around good men. You know what I mean? Good men of good character, right? I think where a lot of women, especially black women, kind of go wrong, single black, is that they are trying to raise their boys into the men they think they want, right? The type of men that they think they want, right? But how are you, as a woman, going to teach a young man how to be a man? It's just not how it works. It's not how it works. You know what I mean? You don't have that experience. You don't have that reference points. You don't truly understand the trials and tribulations and challenges on the nuanced level like any other man. You just don't. So, in order to ensure your baby having a chance of being good man and making good decisions is to surround him by other good men who make good decisions in order for him to. You know what I mean? Because, like, have you ever been in a situation where you've been around people that you respect and there's a certain way to conduct yourself and it deterred you from behaving a certain way because you didn't want to disappoint that group of people? That's what that will do.
100%.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree with you on that point right there.
You know?
It's Daniels. Let that man rock with Miss Watkins, man.
Yeah, man.
She might get you a little granddaughter or something. And she might actually be wife. We're not talking about no baby mama, man. Just let that man try.
Yeah, and you know she's an athlete too, man. So she can relate on a certain level. You know what I'm saying? She's not one of these bops out here just trying to make babies. She's got a whole, you know, career path of her own. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, let's let him live, let him breathe, let him enjoy his success. He's earned it.
Word. Plus, she got her own. She definitely has her own NIL money. She's making money. She's
Yeah,
making bank.
man. Yeah, man. It's unfortunate what happened with an injury like a week before the Final Four. She like tore ACL or something like that. And but yeah, man, these girls are staying in college, man. They're not even trying to go to the NBA, man. They're making more money in college than they would in their $72,000 at the NBA, WNBA, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. Jean,
Yes, sir.
thanks for coming through. You know what I'm
Well,
saying?
thank you for having me.
Yeah, you already know. You're always welcome on the program. We got to
It
get some.
was fun.
Heck yeah. All right, you guys, you already know what it is. Stirring the Pot Talks, Instagram, STP Talks. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram. You already know what it is. Peace in.